The following concert was recorded live at the 2013 Newport Folk Festival from NPR Music, WFUV, MVY Radio, and Folk Alley. Enjoy the show.
Are you wet? Excellent. You are wet. You found your wallet. You're the one who lost your wallet. Congratulations. That's great. Anyone else who wants to talk, let's talk after. In my mind, in a future 5 years from now, I'm 120 pounds. And I never get hungover because I'm never minding what state I'm in, I will be someone I admire. And it's funny how I imagined that I would be that person now, but it does not seem to have happened. Maybe I've just forgotten how to see that I'm not exactly the person that I thought I'd be. And in my mind, in the far away here and now, I've become in control somehow. And I never lose my wallet, because I will be the picture of discipline, never fucking up anything. And I'll be a good defensive driver. And it's funny how I imagined that I would be that person now, but it does not seem to have happened. Maybe I've just forgotten how to see that I'm not exactly the person that I thought I'd be. And in my mind, when I'm old, I am beautiful, planting tulips and vegetables, which I will mindfully watch over. Not like me now, I'm so busy with everything that I don't look at anything. But I'm sure I'll look when I am older. And it's funny how I imagined that I would be that person now, but that's not what I want. If that's what I wanted, then I'd be giving up somehow. How strange to see that I don't want to be the person that I want to be. And in my mind, I imagine so many things, things that aren't really happening. And when they put me in the ground, I'll start pounding the lid, saying I haven't finished yet, I still have a tattoo to get that says I'm living in the moment. And it's funny how I imagined that I would win this winless fight, but maybe it really isn't funny that I've been fighting all my life. But maybe I have to think it's funny if I want to live before I die. And maybe it's funniest of all to think I'll die before I actually see that I am exactly the person that I want to be. Thank you. Okay, this one is requires a small amount of audience participation. There should be a few in the audience who know what to do, so just do what they do. And oh, hold on, there's an order to it's Wallet Girl. In order to, I should explain a little bit about this song. The song was inspired by a trip I took to Tasmania, which is a small island off the bottom of Australia. If you've ever seen the logo for Foster's Beer, it's the little dot at the bottom. And to make a long story short, because we only have 55 minutes together today, so I'm going to try and not banter too much, which is hard for me because I like to talk. Basically, Tasmania is kind of shaped like an upside-down triangle, somewhat like a pubic patch of hair if the hair is actually there. And guys will shout out of their car windows at chicks that they find attractive, "Show us your map of Tasmania!" Which means, you know, show me your vagina. And you know, they don't, but it's like this thing that they do. And I found that out, and I thought it would inspire a song, so this was the song that I wrote. God. They're saying, fuck it. Oh my God. Excellent. Oh my God. They don't play the song on the radio. They don't show the tits on the video. They don't know that we are the media. They don't know that we start the mania. Yeah, I just don't want to see what I'm making you. Ass off its seat and I'm shaking you. Walking down the street, I'm the lady. Oh, showing off my map of Tasmania. Oh, my God. Fuck it! Soft and sweet and shaped like a triangle. Some girls want no shape and they shave it all. That's so whack, it hurts with the stubble. Walking around and look like an 8-year-old. I say grow that shit like a jungle. Give him something strong to hold on to. Let it fly in the open wind. If you get too bushy, you can trim. They don't play the song on the radio. They don't show the tits on the video. They don't know that we are the media. They don't know that we stop the mania. Yeah, yeah, I just don't want to see what I'm making you. Ass off its seat and I'm shaking you. Walking down the street, I'm the lady. Oh, showing off my map of Tasmania. Oh my God. Showing off my map of Tasmania. Oh my God. Showing off my map of Tasmania. Oh my God. Showing off my map of Tasmania. Oh my God. Showing off my map of Tasmania. Oh. Thank you very much. So what I didn't know is that when you come to play Newport Folk Festival, they give you free moonshine. It comes in a fancy box and everything. Antique comes to life, automatic joy. That is why I want a coin-operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long-lasting. Who could ever, ever ask for more? Love without complications galore. Many shapes and weights to choose from. I will never leave my bedroom. I will never cry at night again. Wrap my arms around him and pretend. Coin operated boy. All the other real ones that I destroy cannot hold a candle to my new boy, and I'll never let him go, and I'll never be alone, and I'll never let him go, and I'll never be a go, and I'll never be 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 alone, not with my coin operated boy. This bridge was written to make you feel smitten with my sad picture of girl getting bitter. Can you extract me from my plastic fantasy? I didn't think so, but I'm still convincible. Will you persist even after I bet you $1 billion that I'll never love you? And will you persist even after I've kissed you goodbye for the last time? Will you keep on trying to prove it? I'm dying to lose it. I'm losing my confidence. I want her, 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 I want coin operated boy. If I had a star to wish on for my life, I can't imagine any flesh and blood would be his match. I can even fuck him in the ass. I considered censoring that for the Newport folk crowd because I was like, families, but then I was like, fuck it. Coin operated boy. He may not be real, experienced with girls, but I know he feels like a boy should feel. Isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin operated boy with a pretty coin operated voice saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me. Straight and to the point. That is why I want a coin operated boy. Thank you. So, goodbye. Did someone just shout Freebird? I have to do the Freebird joke. Or Freebird. Freebird! I was going to say, if you missed it, this past September I put out a record. It's a special record because I used crowdfunding to make it. And hopefully, there are probably... If you're in the audience and you supported the Kickstarter for the record, raise your hand. Yeah, so these people helped me make this record, and thank you. So I'm playing kind of like a combination of stuff today, some old stuff and some stuff from the record. This is one of my favorite songs from the record. It's the only solo piano song on the record. Everything else was done with my awesome band. But I thought this one would be good for you guys. I can't believe we're at a festival and you're sitting down. It's so civilized. Like, it's awesome. We just came, my whole band just came back from tour like 2 days ago from Europe, where we were playing festivals, and it was not civilized. It was so dirty and drunken. This is really, like, nice. Anyway. This is called The Bed Song. Exhibit A, we are friends in a sleeping bag, splitting the heat. We have one filthy pillow to share, and your lips are in my hair. Someone upstairs has a rat that we laughed at, and people are drinking and singing Bad Scarborough Fair on a ukulele tear. Exhibit B, well, we found an apartment. It's not much to look at. A futon on a floor, torn off desktop for a door. All the decor's made of milk crates and duct tape, and if we have sex, they can hear us through the floor. But we don't do that anymore. I lay there wondering, what is the matter? Is this a matter of worse or of better? You took the blanket, so I took the bedsheet. But I would have held you if you'd only let me. Exhibit C, look how quaint and how quiet and private our paychecks have bought us a condo in town. It's the nicest flat around. You picked a mattress and had it delivered, and I walked upstairs and the sight of it made my heart pound. And I wrapped my arms around me. And I stood there wondering, what is the matter? Is this a matter of worse or of better? You walked right past me and straightened the covers. But I would still love you if you wanted a lover. And you said all the money in the world won't buy a bed so big and wide to guarantee that you won't glasses, and you turn the light out, roll off on your side like you've rolled away for years, holding back those king-sized tears. And I still don't ask you, what is the matter? Is this a matter of worse or of better? You take the heart failure, I'll take the cancer. I've long stopped wondering why you don't answer. Fulfilling a life from the cost and size of stone, of our final resting home. We got some nice ones right under a cherry tree, you and me lying the only way we know, side by side and still. I finally ask you, what was the matter? Was it a matter of worse or of better? You stretch your arms out and finally face me. You say, I would have told you if you'd only asked me, if you'd only asked me, if you'd only asked me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to play you another one of the songs from the record, and clearly I don't have my band with me, but I figured this is the Newport Folk Festival, so I would bring one of my band with me, and we are going to do a special fucking Newport Folk Festival banjo arrangement. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Raines of the Grand Theft Orchestra. You look so shiny.
You know how I do.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Raines not only plays the banjo, but on the record he plays guitar and programmed the synthesizers. And he's a badass motherfucker. From Texas, so he's totally authentically sparkly, clearly.
Got my boots.
I wouldn't kill to win a war. I don't get what they do it for. It's all so terribly vague. I see the pictures from a thousand years of battle, and I think it's such a bore. I walk New Orleans with a knife, like Mackie hidden out of sight. But I'd be useless if they jumped. I'm really not the killing type. I'm not the killing type. I've got a picture of your mom. Whoa. For the war when she was young. Whoa. She's got an etching to her right. Whoa. I think it's funny that she's looking to the left and it's her son. I wouldn't kill to get you back. Whoa. And I've officially been asked. Whoa. I couldn't kill to save a life. Whoa. I'd rather die a peaceful piece of shit bait, shame-filled coward. Thanks, I'm not the killing type. I'm not the killing type. I'm not, I'm not. not the killing type, I'm not, but I would kill to make you feel.
Whoa.
I don't mean kill someone for real.
Whoa.
I couldn't do that, it is wrong.
Whoa.
But I could say it in a song, a song, a song, and I'm saying it now, I'm saying it so. Even if you never hear the song, somebody else will know. I'm saying it now, I'm saying it so. Even if you never hear the song, somebody else will know. No, no, no. And I just can't explain how good it feels. I just can't explain how good it feels. I just can't explain how good it feels. I just can't describe who wants to don a dying bird. It was a mercy killing. I couldn't sleep for a week. I kept feeling its breaking bones I heard. And if you see a star at night, and the conditions are just right, and you are standing on a cliff, then you can close your eyes and make a wish and take a step and change somebody's life. I'm not the killing type, I'm not the killing type, I'm not the killing type, I'm not, but I would kill to make you feel.
Whoa.
I'd kill to move your face an inch.
Whoa.
I see you staring into space.
Whoa.
I wanna stick my fist into your mouth and twist your arctic cut. Yes, I would kill to make you feel.
Whoa.
I don't mean kill someone for real.
Whoa.
I couldn't do that, it is wrong.
Whoa.
A song, a song, a song, and I'm saying it now, I'm saying it so. Even if you never hear the song, somebody else will know. I'm saying it now, I'm saying it so. Even if you never hear the song, somebody else will know.
And I just can't explain how good it feels. I just can't explain how good it feels. I just can't explain how good it feels. I just can't describe,
I'm not the killing type. Chad Rains. Thank you. And for my next special guest, I would like to bring up a very, very, very special man. I'm lucky, I have a lot of special men in my life, and I'm getting to bring a lot of them up on stage tonight, but this one is extremely special. It's my dad. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my dad, Jack Palmer. We're gonna cover a song together, and this is so wholesome, so beautiful. It's raining, and my dad's here, and we're gonna sing a Leonard Cohen song.
Night, put it in your little shoe. Then I confess that I tortured the dress that you wore for the world to look through.
Just have to quit. And then he wrote himself a prescription. And your name was mentioned in
it. Then he locked himself in a library shelf with the details of our honeymoon. And I hear from the nurse that he's gotten much worse, and his practice is all in a ruin.
Of a saint who had loved you. So he studied all night in his school. He taught that the duty of lovers is to tarnish the golden rule.
And when I was sure his intentions were pure, he drowned himself in the pool. His body is gone, but back here on the lawn, his spirit continues to drool. An Eskimo showed me a movie he'd recently taken of you. Poor man could hardly stop shaking. His lips and his fingers were blue. I suppose that he froze when the wind took your clothes.
I guess he never got warm.
But you stand there so nice in your blizzard of ice. Please let me come into your storm.
Jack Palmer. And now I'm going to bring up another special guest and another special man in my life. Is that in tune? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Neil Gaiman.
This is an old song written in 1960 by a blind singer-songwriter named Willie Payne, and all good songwriters should be blind. And it's a song, except for my wife.
And I was gonna say, I'm gonna start sleeping in a separate room with a knife under my pillow.
Which, oddly enough, is what this song is about. It's about somebody who's just had a really bad day. Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jacob's sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Pour some coffee in my cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let them lock me up. Oh, don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama. Well, let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let them lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. We were sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking of a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, why won't you get up?
Mr. Neil Gaiman, ladies and gentlemen. So I have a few more left for you, and I realized that I didn't have much time with you guys today, and that I was going to wind up playing a lot of cover songs. And sometimes people get angry about that, which I think is stupid. Also, it's a folk festival, which means, I could go on forever about it. I have this theory that, you know, all songs, all music, pretty much, was made to be shared. So if you're a musician out there and anyone ever gives you grief for playing too many cover songs, tell them to shut up. exactly. This is a song. It's a traditional song. It's a cover of a cover. I first came across it Because I heard it being performed. I'm going to switch ukuleles, hold on. No, I already did that today. Ah! Jesus, oh my God, this one's so much louder. Is that okay? Wow, what a difference. This one plugs in. All right, good. Sound goes like awesome. All right. So I originally heard this song being sung by an incredible musician named Billy Bragg, who hopefully a lot of you guys know. And I'll talk about Billy Bragg after the song, but he's fucking awesome. And the song is called The World Turned Upside Down. In 1649, to St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and make the waste ground grow, this earth divided. We will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land. Now everywhere up at their command, they make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor folks starve. We work and eat together. Stand up now. No. From the man of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed. Still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down. So, what? Purple Rain? I think I've exhausted my covers. I did want to play you guys a brand new song that I just wrote. I just left home for about 6 weeks, like I said, and did a tour of Europe. And if you've been following my plot at all, which some of you have, because I know some of you, I've had a particularly weird year with a lot of ups and downs, and I haven't been writing very much, which is hard, because especially when you're a songwriter or an artist and you're going through a rough time or a depression or whatever, particularly downtime, if you're in addition like unable to, I don't know, gather inspiration from it and make art out of all of the bad shit that's happening to you, you feel like doubly bad, because you also feel like a useless artist. Because you figure if you're an artist, the least you can do is take your shitty days and turn them into something and then not feel so shitty. So I wrote this one. I'm just gonna keep using this ukulele. It sounds better, doesn't it? Does this ukulele sound better than the other ukulele? Good. This ukulele was just donated to me by Chris from the Newport Folk Festival. I don't know where he is, but it's his. Anyway, so I wrote this one right before I left for tour, and I thought it would be good to play for you guys tonight, especially because it's raining.
Asked me, 'cause I don't feel
dumb rock star truly loves you. You think I get perspective from my view here by the bedside? It is difficult to see the ones I love so close to death, all their infections and prescriptions.
I have one more for you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out and being here in the rain. And thanks again to Neil and to my dad and Chad for coming up and poking. I got to play with and meet Billy Bragg about 2 weeks ago when I played the Glastonbury Festival. He's got his own tent, because he's Billy Bragg. He gets his own tent at Glastonbury. And he's been watching what's been happening with me over the past year. He like grabbed me and took me aside for a pep talk. And so I played that song that I just played right just now at his tent. And he had some wonderful things to say, both about how sometimes the biggest political statement you can make as a songwriter is to just tell the truth about what's happening to you. And also, he encouraged everybody in the audience to figure out how to play an instrument, to share whatever message it was that they felt like sharing, because he's that kind of like, you know, just like get up and do shit kind of guy. So I thought this would be a good one to end on. If you don't play an instrument, consider the ukulele. This is a song about just that. And when I'm, just so you guys know, when I'm finished, I'm gonna go over to that little tent in the corner that looks like it's in a prison and sign and meet you. So if you don't have anywhere else to go after this, come over and say hello. And this has been beautiful. Thank you guys for being here. Sid Vicious played a four-string Fender bass guitar and couldn't sing, and everybody hated him except the ones who loved him. A ukulele high.
has four strings, but Sid did not play ukulele. He did smack and probably killed his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen. If only Sid had had a ukulele, maybe he would have been happy. Maybe he would not have suffered such a sad end. He maybe would have not done all that heroin. Instead, he maybe would have sat around just singing nice songs to his girlfriend. So play your favorite cover song, especially if the words are wrong. Cause even if your grades are bad, it doesn't mean you're failing. Do your homework with a fork and eat your Fruit Loops in the dark and bring your Etch-a-Sketch to work and play your ukulele. Ukulele, small and fierceful. Ukulele, brave and peaceful. You can play the ukulele too. It is painfully simple. Play your ukulele badly. Play your ukulele loudly. Ukulele, banish evil. Ukulele, save the people. Ukulele, gleaming golden from the top of every steeple. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks, then gave her father 41. It left a tragic puzzle. If only they had given her an instrument, those Puritans had lost the plot completely. See what happens when you muzzle a person's creativity and do not let them sing and scream. And nowadays it's worse because kids have automatic handguns. It takes about an hour to teach someone to play the ukulele, about the same to teach someone to build a standard pipe bomb. You do the math. So play your favorite cover song, especially if the words are wrong. Cause even if your grades are bad, it doesn't mean you're failing. Do your homework with a fork and eat your Fruit Loops in the dark and bring your flask of Jack to work and play your ukulele. Ukulele, thing of wonder. Ukulele, wand of thunder. You can play the ukulele too in London and down under. Play and sink and play Jacques Brel and Eminem and Neutral Milk Hotel. The children crush the hatred. Play your ukulele naked. If anybody tries to steal your ukulele, let them take it. Imagine there's no music. Imagine there are no songs. Imagine that John Lennon wasn't shot in front of his apartment. Now imagine if John Lennon had composed Imagine for the ukulele. Maybe people would have truly got the message. You may think my approach is simple-minded and naive, like if you want to change the world, then why not quit and feed the hungry? But people for millennia have needed music to survive, and that is why I promised John that I will not feel guilty. So play your favorite Beatles song and make the subway fall in love. They're only 1995, that isn't lots of money. Play until the sun comes up and play until your fingers suffer. Play LCD sound system songs on your ukulele. Quit the bitching on your blog and stop pretending art is hard. Just limit yourself to 3 chords and do not practice daily. You'll minimize some stranger's sadness with a piece of wood and plastic. Holy fuck, it's so fantastic playing ukulele. Eat your homework with a fork and do your Fruit Loops in the dark and bring your Etch-a-Sketch to work, your flask of Jack, your vibrator, your fear of heights, your Nikon lens, your mom and dad, your disco stick, your soundtrack to Karate Kid, your Ginsu knives, your rosary, your new Rebecca Black CD, your favorite room, your Bowie knife, your stuffed giraffe, your new glass eye, your sousaphone, your breakfast tea, your Nick Drake tapes, your Giving Tree, your ice cream truck, your missing wife, your will to live, your urge to cry. Remember, we're all gonna